I was ready to turn and make a dash for my car when the figure raised an arm and pointed something at me. It was shaped vaguely like a gun. Whomp! A sharp pain shot through my leg. I glanced down and saw a hypodermic needle sticking out of my thigh. I stared down at the dart sticking from my leg. Who was this creature? Why did it shoot me? How does something like that even happen to a guy who's just minding his own business? My head started swimming and I dropped to my knees. I pulled the hypodermic needle out, threw it away from myself, and scrambled to my feet as quickly as I could. Taking another step toward me, the hooded figure stuck the gun into the belt of the robe. It continued to hiss, but this time with words beginning to emerge from the hisses.
Understand hiss now? I mean you no harm.
No harm, huh? You call shooting someone with a tranquilizer dart no harm?
Good. You understand me now. It was not a tranquilizer. You are fine. You are Gabriel Lake, correct?
The voice was cool, detached. I couldn't get a read on whether it was male or female.
What do you mean, am I Gabriel Lake? Man, talk about shoot first and ask questions later.
So this isn't some random attack then? You were planning on shooting me. And if it wasn't a tranquilizer, then what was it?
Don't worry about it. I have a business proposal for you.
Zastra sat down at one of the desks and motioned me toward the other. I sat. A large domed porthole was above me. It was currently affording a view of the dingy warehouse ceiling, but in space, I was sure it would show the stars. The view screen flashed to life and a face appeared. It was a human face. In fact, it was the face of Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson.
"Good afternoon, Gabriel Lake," said the face. "My name is Oren Vilkas."
"Hello," I said. "So you're not Dwayne Johnson? You know, you look just like Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. I bet you get that a lot."
"No, Gabriel Lake. I have simply taken a form that you would be accustomed to. If you do not like this one, I can change it."
The screen began flipping through different faces at a rapid pace. Tom Hanks, Richard Nixon, Helen Mirren, Bill Gates, Mahatma Gandhi, Morgan Freeman, Abraham Lincoln, George Clooney, Taylor Swift, Angelina Jolie, Steve Jobs. "Wait, stop," I said. "You're giving me a headache. Just use your normal appearance, whatever your body really looks like. I can take it."
"I don't have a body. Not anymore. I once had a body, of course. But at the end of my life, I had my consciousness digitized and uploaded. Now I exist inside this ship's computer. I can appear on the screen taking any form I like."
"Wait, you did what now?"
"I assume you are asking about digitizing my consciousness."
"Yeah, how the heck does that work?"
"Wake up, sleepyhead. The boss needs you."
"What for?" I asked, rubbing my eyes. I thought he got everything sorted with Her Royal Highness.
"Well, something came up."
"What?"
"The boss would rather tell you himself. Come to the warehouse."
"Okay, when?"
"When do you think, you bonehead? A week from Thursday? No, now! He wants you now!"
"Okay, okay, don't ruffle your feathers. I have to put shoes on. Then I'll be on my way. Which one are you, by the way?"
"Which one what?
Bod or Blan?"
"I'm Blan. Can't tell us apart?"
He shook his head in disgust. "Okay, you're Blan. So, is there an easy way to tell?"
"Yeah. See this black spot here on the end of my beak? Bod doesn't have that."
"So is Bod your mate or spouse or whatever you call it?"
"Mate? Spouse? Dude, you are a dumbbell, aren't you? Bod's my brother. We're brothers, him and me. Get it, dimwit? We were eggs together. So you coming to see the boss or not?"
"I have to find shoes."
"Don't dawdle. The boss doesn't like it when people dawdle.